Marine Conservation Society North Wales, it started in September 2000 with three people. They arrived in Bangor mainly to go to university. So we had Richard Shuck-Smith and Emily Dix and George Stoyle. And what they were keen marine conservationists, and what they realised at the time was Marine Conservation Society didn't really have a group or solid representation really in North Wales. So they started a local branch of Marine Conservation Society and tried to get people involved, lots of students and members of the community. And so they wanted to do something locally. They at that point started lots of different events and activities. And I got involved at that point because I was here for university. I was keen to get out and do some volunteering. One of the main things and one of the main attractions is in Toowoomba, lots of people. There was always, 100, 200 people coming to Main Arts Lecture Theatre in Bangor for some monthly talks. And this is a really nice way of getting loads of people together. Some, really interesting things going on. We had a series of lectures, I say, that were monthly. People, Rowan Holt, a local diver and marine biologist working at the time for CCW, talking about things that you can see in the sea and in Menai Straits. We had Richard Harrington came from the Marine Conservation Society itself to talk to us about what MCS did and things like that. But we went from having lots of local experts, university lecturers came and talked about pollution and some of the studies that they were doing. We had Mick Green came to talk about whales and dolphins in Wales. We had Stephen Westcott talk about seals. Paul Kay, who's an award-winning underwater photographer, came and showed us some pictures. We had talks about turtles. We had global warming, and this was all sort of back in 2002. And we also started, they were really popular. We managed to get some sort of more of the big names in conservation. So we had Ben Osborne, and over the years we had Doug Allen. All of them worked on sort of natural history, BBC natural history programmes like Frozen Planet and Blue Planet and all those kinds of documentaries. So it was really popular at the time, and we carried that on for quite a few years, really. So we have, I'm just looking here through some of the posters of what, and it was, entry was £1 at the time, so it was quite, it was quite cheap, but a really good night. And all of that money then got put towards our pot of money for us to do some other events and activities. And eventually, I think, I can't quite remember, I think it was about 2002 possibly, we ended up using that money to take over to the centre on the pier, so one of the little huts. So we'd have one, to begin with, we just had one of those centres, and we sort of filled it with posters and information all about the different things going on in marine life and in Wales and some of the activities that people could come up. And, just looking at, we had the Anglesey Sea Zoo, back then gave us, donated a fish tank that we could use to have all of the different species from the Menai Straits. This was really great because it kind of, we would collect the stuff, put them in the tank, and then we keep them going for a while and take them back and swap over. So it was a really sort of dynamic tank with lots of different things. And, it was a really active group at that point, and lots of people came. We had a lot of press attention because of that, and we have press release somewhere where it got put in that we had taken over, and we had the scouts coming. We had lots of different activities. Going back, it was September 2001 that we took over the empty kiosk, and then it was the money from the talks that allowed us to do this. And we had, in the autumn winter 2001 going into 2002, we had groups from Coleg Menai coming in to do their Duke of Edinburgh. So they were coming into the centre doing some stuff there, but then we'd also take them out doing beach cleans. Beavers came in, so we had Rowan Holt again from at the time Countryside Council for Wales came in with his dive kit, so the beavers managed to have a go at some of these kit, the dive kit. And obviously local schools could come over there and have learn about marine life